This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on TRIGG, T-R-I-G-G, first name Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, date of birth, November 12, 1958, date of evaluation, September 23, 2025, referring physician is Dr. Swartz. The chief complaint, pre-op right hand surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 56-year-old, correction, is a 66-year-old male with multiple medical problems, period. He reports a right hand injury involving his metatarsals on August 23rd, 2023, period. He was initially treated conservatively, period. He was then referred urgently for orthopedic evaluation, but stated that he was not seen for 7 months. In the interim, he had developed decreased range of motion of the right hand, increased hand and shoulder pain, and associated decreased range of motion involving the hands, period. He rates pain typically as 5-6/10. However, it increases to 7-8/10 with use, period. He denies any symptoms of cardiovascular disease, but does have a history of rheumatic fever, period. He had developed endocarditis and his status post valve replacements, period. His past medical history includes 1, atrial fibrillation, next number rheumatic fever, next number endocarditis. His past surgical history includes aortic valve replacement, period. He has a Hancock II aortic valve, period. That is post mitral valve replacement at age 42, period. As noted, he underwent aortic valve replacement times 2, period. The medications, Lamotrigine 200 mg take 2 daily, Metoprolol 25 mg take 2 daily, Warfarin Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday 5 mg daily, Tuesday and Thursday 10 mg daily, Lisinopril 10 mg daily, allergies, grandfather died at age 50 of myocardial infarction. Correction, allergies, unknown antibiotic to his eye, family history, grandfather died at age 50 of myocardial infarction, his father died at age 50, period. Social history, the patient notes that he has not smoked cigarettes since the age of 26. He notes rare alcohol use, period. He denies any drug use since the 1970s, at which time he explored marijuana, amphetamines, and cocaine, period. Review of systems. He has had weight loss, period. Skin unremarkable. Eyes, he wears glasses. Nose, he reports sneezing. Oral cavity, he has occasional bleeding gums. Respiratory, he reports asthma and the use of albuterol PRN. Cardiac, he reports swelling of his ankle. Musculoskeletal, he reports left knee and left hip pain, period. He further reports left and right shoulder pain / deformity. He has right hand problems, period. Neurologic, he reports history of seizures. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 156/67, pulse 56, respiratory rate 18. Height 70 inches, weight 185 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in acute distress. B. Right hand. Correction. The chest reveals a well-healed midline scar anteriorly. Extremities reveal trace pitting edema. Musculoskeletal. The right hand reveals decreased range of motion. Period. There is mild tenderness on flexion of his fingers. Period. EKG reveals atrial fibrillation with a rate of 56 beats per minute, period. There is an S1, S2, S3 pattern, period. QRS axis is 21 degrees, period. The impression, this is a 66-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury involving the hand, period. The patient is now anticipated to undergo surgery, period. He has history of rheumatic fever and is further has history of endocarditis, period. The patient is currently maintained on Coumadin, period. Given the high thrombotic potential of mitral valve thrombosis, he requires bridging with heparin, period. The schedule of bridging, the schedule of bridging should include IV heparin, period. Patient should be hospitalized prior to his surgical treatment to hold his Coumadin and to proceed with heparin therapy prior to his surgical treatment. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.